My dear brother priests and deacons, fellow religious, sisters and brothers in Christ, I imagine you're wondering when we're going to pick up the glass. Something like that always happens to distract us from the more serious things that we're doing here. But we're going to pick it up right after I finish preaching. So we figure it would be less distracting then than to do it now. So today we celebrate an unusual liturgy in the church. I suspect that many of you here, at least those of you who are not consecrated virgins, have not witnessed the consecration of someone in a ceremony like this. The liturgy is entitled Consecration to a Life of Virginity for Women Living in the World. There are only four occasions when the church gives a bishop a homily to preach. When someone is ordained a deacon, when someone's ordained a priest, and when someone's ordained a bishop, the book has a homily that we're supposed to deliver, and for this liturgy. So instead of reflecting on today's scripture readings, since this is an unusual experience for most of us, I thought the best thing to do would be for me to read to you the accumulation of wisdom that the church has gathered through the ages for this celebration. It's a homily that explains what we're about. Dear brothers and sisters, today, the church consecrates a candidate to a life of virginity. She comes from God's holy people, from your families. She is your daughter, your sister, your relative, joined by the ties of family or friendship. God has called her to be more closely united to Himself and to be dedicated to the service of the church and to mankind. Her consecration is a call to greater fervor in spreading the kingdom of God and in giving to the world the Spirit of Christ. Think of the good that she will accomplish by her prayers, by her good works, and the abundant blessings she will obtain from God for Holy Church, for human society, and for you and your families. And the rest of the homily is addressed to Jennifer. And now I speak to you, dearest daughter. Our words are not words of command, but encouragement from the heart. The life you seek to follow has its home in heaven. God Himself is its source. It is He, infinitely pure and holy, who gives the grace of virginity. Those to whom He gives it are seen by the fathers of the church as images of the eternal and all-holy God. When the fullness of time had come, the Almighty Father showed, in the mystery of the Incarnation, His love for this great virtue. In the chaste womb of the Blessed Virgin Mary, by the power of the Holy Spirit, the Word was made flesh, in a marriage covenant uniting two natures, human and divine. Our Lord Himself taught us the high calling of such a life, consecrated to God and chosen for the sake of the kingdom of heaven. By His whole life, and especially by His labors, His preaching, and above all, by His Paschal mystery, He brought His church into being. He desired it to be a virgin, a bride, and a mother. A virgin to keep the faith whole and entire, a bride to be one with Him forever, and a mother to raise up the family of the church. The Holy Spirit, the Paraclete, through baptism, has already made you a temple of God's glory and a child of the Father. Today, through our ministry, He anoints you with a new grace and consecrates you to God by a new title. He gives you the dignity of being a bride of Christ and binds you to the Son of God in a covenant to last forever. The church is the bride of Christ. The title of the church was given by the fathers and doctors of the church to those like you who speak to us of the world to come, where there is no marrying or giving in marriage. You are a sign of the great mystery of salvation, proclaimed at the beginning of human history and fulfilled in the marriage covenant between Christ and His church. Make your whole life reflect your vocation and your dignity. Our Holy Mother, the Church, sees in you a chosen one within the flock of Christ. Through you, the Church's motherhood of grace bears its abundant fruit. Imitate the Mother of God. Desire to be called and to be a handmaid of the Lord. Preserve the fullness of your faith, the steadfastness of your hope, the single-heartedness of your love. Be prudent and watch. Keep the glory of your virginity uncorrupted by pride. Nourish your love of God by feeding on the body of Christ. Strengthen it by self-denial. Build it up by study of the Scriptures, by untiring prayer, by works of mercy. Let your thoughts be on the things of God. Let your life be hidden with Christ in God. Make it your concern to pray fervently for the spread of the Christian faith and for the unity of all Christians. Pray earnestly to God for the welfare of the married. Remember also those who have forgotten their Father's goodness and have abandoned His love, so that God's mercy may forgive where His justice must condemn. Never forget that you are given over entirely to the service of the church and of your brothers and sisters. You are an apostle in the church and in the world, in the things of the Spirit and the things of the world. Let your light then shine before men and women, that your Father in heaven may be glorified, and His plan of making all things one in Christ may come to perfection. Love everyone, especially those in need. Help the poor, care for the weak, teach the ignorant, protect the young, minister to the old, bring strength and comfort to widows and all who experience adversity. Jennifer, you have renounced marriage for the sake of Christ. Your motherhood will be a motherhood of the Spirit, as you do the will of your Father and work with others in a spirit of charity, so that a great family of children may be born or reborn to the life of grace. Your joy and your crown, even here on earth, will be Christ, the Son of the Virgin, and the Bridegroom of Virgins. He will call you to His presence and into His kingdom, where you will sing a new song as you follow the Lamb of God wherever He leads you. So that's the homily the Church gives us on this day. Of course, the vocation that's described here is both difficult and comprehensive. She's supposed to do everything, right? The rest of us can just sit back and experience the grace that flows from her commitment. But it is it's a beautiful vocation, you know, to give yourself, as the homily says, entirely to the Lord. You know, you've given yourself over entirely to the Lord. Of course, baptism calls all of us to do the same. But Jennifer will be a sign to us in the midst of the church of the reality of God and the importance of us doing that in our own vocation. Jennifer, may the Lord bring to completion the good things he begins in your life today.